Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. Today we begin a series of three messages on why you should go to church. I've got three reasons for you. Number one, God speaks. Number two, God speaks the truth. Number three, you need to listen. So today we're going to talk about God speaks, and then next week we're going to talk about God speaks the truth, and then the following week we'll talk about you need to listen. And before we get into the threefold topic, I would like to read to you an invitation that we prepared to give to people to invite to our congregations, the churches that sponsor this broadcast. And let me just read to you from the brochure. It says, an invitation. We invite you to attend services at Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney and St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview. Thanks, but I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Yes, but who speaks for Jesus with so many different denominations, each claiming to have the truth? Who can know who has the truth? Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Do you mean to tell me you have the truth? You know God's truth? You really know what Jesus has to say to me? Yes, we really mean to say that. We know what Jesus has to say to you because he has said it so clearly in the book that his apostles wrote. Jesus spent 3 years teaching these men. As he was facing death by crucifixion, he promised that he would send to them the Spirit of truth. After Jesus died, rose from the dead, and ascended into heaven, he kept his promise and sent the Holy Spirit who guided his holy apostles into all truth. They wrote it down for us in the New Testament, so we know the truth that makes us free. You say you know the truth, but aren't there many ways to God? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Well, I can go to God in prayer if I want to. Why do I need Jesus? Why should God listen to your prayer? Doesn't God listen to prayer? Yes, but why should he listen to your prayer? How can you know that he's not angry with you? After all, you have sinned against God's commandments. How do you know that? You don't even know me. God's word teaches us that we are born sinful and that the whole human race has fallen away from God. What does this mean? It means that we're under God's judgment. This is why we die. This is why you see so much pain and suffering and injustice in this world. It is caused by sin. That sin is inside of you and me and everyone born into this world. And if I do what your church tells me to do, I will be able to escape God's judgment. Is that what you're saying? No. No, there's nothing you can do to escape God's judgment. You are a sinner. You do not love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. You do not love your neighbor as yourself. You are a sinner, and you're powerless to make yourself into a saint. What are you saying, that I must die and face God's judgment? No, you are powerless to escape God's judgment. You cannot make yourself into a saint. But Jesus Christ has faced God's judgment against you. Jesus Christ has taken away all your sin on the cross. Jesus Christ has the words that give you forgiveness of sins, peace with God, eternal life, and the confidence that God is your loving Father who means you no harm. Jesus Christ has words that can give me all these things? Yes, and Jesus Christ has given these words to us. He said, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. What does he mean by keep his word? He means to hear it, believe it, hold on to it. What is that word? It is the gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God who became flesh and blood in the womb of the Virgin Mary and became our brother. He lived the righteous life that God demanded of us. He then suffered on the cross for all our sin. God, for Christ's sake, forgives us all our sins and gives us all of the blessings that Jesus has won for us. He gives us these treasures in his gospel and sacraments. We receive these treasures by believing in Christ our Savior. Where can I find this gospel and these sacraments? The gospel of Jesus Christ is purely preached, and his sacraments are rightly administered at St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview and at Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney. Haven't Lutherans changed their teachings in recent years? We have not changed our teaching. We believe, teach, and confess the same thing we taught 50 years ago. We don't believe that the church should change her teaching to suit the world, not when her teaching is taught by God. So you are traditional in your beliefs. Yes, we believe that God's word does not change, and so our teaching must not change. We believe that God's standards of right and wrong do not change with the times. Right is right and wrong is wrong. We also believe that God's boundless love for undeserving sinners does not change. This is why we focus our preaching and teaching on the crucifixion of Jesus who bore our sins on the cross. What do your congregations have to offer me? A Savior. We aren't that big. We're not particularly prestigious. We are sinners like you. But we have the pure gospel of Christ. We follow the traditional liturgy of the church because we believe it contains good spiritual food for the soul. Come and visit. So that's our brochure that we share with people because we want to invite them to come and visit our church. Let's talk just a little bit in the time that we have remaining today on why you should go to church, namely because God speaks. Well, what does that mean? Now, some folks think that God talks directly to them. They have some kind of a hotline to God, or they have some kind of a dream and God tells them something. So is that what we're saying, that God speaks directly to us from heaven? No, we don't say that. Let me read to you from Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. He has spoken, the apostle writes. He has nothing more to say. Jesus, when he rose from the dead and met with his disciples on that first Easter, he said to them, "Teach them everything that I've commanded you." He says, "Everything I've already taught you is what you should be teaching when you go out and preach the gospel." All four gospel accounts record Christ appearing to the apostles, the church's first pastors, and they were told to go out and preach that word, and he would be speaking through them. Just as the Father has sent me, he said in John chapter 20, so do I send you. If you want to know what kind of preaching you ought to listen to, well, you should listen to biblical preaching because the Bible is the Word of God. Don't go to a church that doesn't teach that the Bible is the completely authoritative, inerrant, that is, without error, completely sufficient, that is, it doesn't need some special interpreter to tell you what it means, but it means what it says. Go to a church that teaches that the Bible is the Word of God. In 2 Peter, we read that God moved those prophets to write what they wrote. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, St. Paul says that the Bible is God-breathed. That's not just the Old Testament. That's the New Testament. And this word, which is written down in the Bible, is a word that you should listen to. The word is to be preached. That's what Jesus said in Luke chapter 24 to the apostles, that repentance and the forgiveness of sins should be preached. In Mark 16, he tells them, preach the gospel. And if you want to talk about where faith comes from, how you are going to obtain that Christian faith and know your Savior, listen to what Paul writes in Romans chapter 10. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God speaks. Those who preach, whom God has sent, who preach according to the Holy Scriptures, are speaking for God. And one of the things that the church has done and ought to do to ensure that she receives God's true word is to require her ministers to bind themselves to the true teaching of the word. Don't let them spin their own notions as if God said it when God didn't say it. And so this is why we in our churches require our ministers to read, to study, to learn the Lutheran confessions written in the Book of Concord of 1580. Now, these Lutheran confessions correctly present the Bible teaching on everything that they cover. There have never been any confessions written that so correctly set forth the Bible teaching. And so you want to go to church and you want to hear God speak, and I'll tell you why. Because the Word of God literally saves you. You don't get saved by having some kind of a ecstatic experience that you can then base on some emotional feeling that you never get back because you only get it once, like your first high off of a drug or something like that. No, the assurance of salvation is from the word that is true. And you base your faith on the true word of God that you hear. Listen to what St. John writes at the end of chapter 20 of his gospel. He says, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." To believe in Christ is not just to assent to certain facts. It is to trust that he is your Savior from sin. That's what the Christ means. The Christ is the one who dies for you and rises again. He's the one who bears all your burden on the cross. He's the one who receives your punishment so that you don't have to bear it. He is the one who gives you forgiveness from the Father. So that knowing Christ means you know the love of God. You know he's gracious to you. He's favorable to you. He sees nothing bad in you because he took all the bad you ever did and laid it on his dear Son who washed it away by his blood. This is what you need to hear. You need to hear it because when you hear this, you hear from God the words that give eternal life to those who believe it. Amen. And we thank you for being our guest today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. We will continue the conversation, Why Go to Church, next Sunday on our next broadcast.